In California's race for governor, the Republican candidate is denying for the second straight day that she knew her former maid was an illegal immigrant. Meg Whitman says the charges are part of a political smear launched by a lawyer who supports her opponent. Today, that lawyer introduced a letter that she claims is proof Whitman is lying. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Just when did Meg Whitman find out her former maid was an illegal immigrant? Whitman says it was 2009, just months after she launched her gubernatorial campaign. Whitman says that's when her maid, Nikki Diaz, came to her and admitted it.
We were stunned when Nikki told us that she was illegal. I mean, here this woman had worked for me for 9 years. We had seen the documentation. We'd been so careful. We went through an agency.
Whitman says the minute Diaz admitted she was working illegally, she fired her. The Whitman campaign has showed off the California driver's license and Social Security card Diaz provided to gain employment. But Diaz's attorney, Gloria Allred, says Whitman should have known as far back as 2003. That's when the Social Security Administration sent Whitman a letter alerting her that the maid's Social Security number was probably false. Allred had a copy of the letter blown up into a poster. In the bottom corner, a handwritten note, which Allred claims was written by Whitman's husband. It asked the maid to look into the matter.
Meg Whitman is exposed as a liar and a hypocrite. She should now apologize to Nikki, the press, and the public for her blatant lie.
Whitman insists she never saw the letter and said it was very possible that the maid intercepted it since it was part of her duties to collect the mail. Whitman says the illegal maid flap is just a desperate last-minute political stunt by her opponent Jerry Brown and attorney Gloria Allred, who is a well-known Democratic supporter. In fact, Allred sprung a similar surprise on Arnold Schwarzenegger when he ran for governor. She represented a former stuntwoman who claimed she was groped by Schwarzenegger. He won the election, and the allegations faded away. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.